This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. U.S. soldier Travis King, who ran across the North Korean border in July, is back in U.S. custody after North Korea expelled him. More now on this developing story from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Sweden was the chief interlocutor with North Korea on the transfer, while China helped facilitate the transfer, according to three senior Biden administration officials who briefed reporters on the condition of anonymity to discuss the transfer. One official underscored that the US was grateful for China's assistance, but that Beijing did not play a further mediating role in the events. The advisers said that the US had first learned through Swedish officials earlier this month that North Korea was looking to expel King, the U.S. not providing any concessions to the North in exchange for King. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Six young people from areas in Portugal ravaged by wildfires and heat waves took 32 European governments to court on Wednesday, arguing their failure to act fast enough on climate change is a violation of their human rights.
Today's case is about the young. It is about the price that they are paying for the failure of states to tackle the climate emergency. It is about the harm that they will suffer during their lifetimes unless states step up to their responsibilities.
One of their lawyers in the case, which was filed in September 2020 against 27 EU member states. Serbia on Wednesday observed an official day of mourning as the country canceled sporting events and lowered flags to half-mast, with one minister calling the Serb gunmen killed in Kosovo martyrs. This is VOA News.